o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Thursday night footy, the Bunnies taking on the Bulldogs. We're counting you down. It is the NRL's Women in League round, one of the great rounds of the calendar. Joining me this evening in place of MG, Wendell Saylor. G'day, Del.
Good evening, Liam. Mate, great to be here, mate. Mate, really good to get the call up. I know you've had a few blokes who've done a really good job, and MG, mate, he kills it on the show, and I love coming in at the end of it.
Terrific to have you on board. Women in League round, Del.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing round. The women that support rugby league at every level and now play at the elite level in the NRLW.
Well, that's, you know, when it started, I was lucky enough to work with Katie Page. So
yes.
And the One Community stuff and that. And I saw the stuff going in behind the scenes. We'd go to Rocky, you'd go to Cairns, you'd go, you know, out west here in New South Wales. And I just saw the passion that Katie Page and Harvey Norman put into it. But then what I liked, you know, when you think about women in league, people were saying, oh, the canteens and what they've done in behind the scenes of washing the jerseys, but it's got so much more now and so much better because it's the players that I enjoy and the young girls coming through watching them. So over the last, you know, couple of years, I've been good friends with Kezia Yaps and watching how much she's grown as a player and as a person.
Yes.
And what she does in the community, but also Ruan Sims, you know, players like that.
Pioneer Ruan Sims.
Yeah, Ruan. And that's what I love, how far it's come. And then you see the new young stars like Jess Surges come through.
Yes.
And those Origin matches, but not just that, but even, you know, even the local football down at Helensburg and stuff like that at Wollongong. And so to the women out there, it's not just about what you're doing in and around the game. Just recently, you know, my mum had passed away. She'd done so much for me, but I see what my wife does for Tristan and that now. So we couldn't do it without the women in league.
We certainly couldn't. This round about celebrating the women in rugby league. Wendell, I'll get out of that.
That's
Wendell,
right.
You've also got your workbook in front of you.
Yeah.
And you've got a framework, you've got a blueprint on how the Bulldogs can get off the bottom of the table.
Yeah. I'm not going to say top eight, but how they can improve a culture that I suppose a lot of the fans, and I've got mates who are Bulldogs fans, why they were so competitive. And I just think you want to be proud of your team and the way they play. Like me this year, I'm not proud of how the Dragons and Broncos are playing.
All right, Bulldogs fans, Wendell has the blueprint off the bottom of the ladder coming up very shortly. But up next, Brent Reed's going to join us. Adam Fanua-Blake could be joining the Warriors as early as tonight.
Wow.
We're going to get the details off ready next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Del, great to have you on. Very shortly, you're going to help us map a path back from the foot of the table for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I hope I can help because I've been at clubs where, I'm not saying they've battled, but I want to get the Bulldogs back to being a superpower.
Oh, I love it. That's coming up very shortly. But first, we've got to welcome in this man.
Mail.
The irreplaceable Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. G'day, Reedy.
I love it. I love the way you say that.
Adam Fanua-Blake, the story broke yesterday that Manly were prepared to allow him to explore options. Then we hear reports that there's an offer on the table from the Warriors. Yeah. What's the latest? Is he going to land there?
Well, I would think they're the very, very, very short price favourites. They're locked in talks now. I think they're hopeful they'll be able to get a breakthrough hopefully tonight. I think the Warriors are optimistic they'll be able to strike a deal and get a deal done. Made him a hefty offer to start with. I think there's a little bit of last-minute haggling going on, but the sense is the Warriors are 10-1 on to sign him. And Manly want it resolved pretty quickly. So I think the Warriors are well and truly I think we could have a resolution to this by tomorrow.
Mate, Fanua Blake, I worked with him when he was down at the Dragons. Always a good young kid and obviously had a little bit of trouble there. And then he's obviously got on the straight and narrow. Mate, he is one of the premier front rowers in the game now. So he demands big money. If he was to go over there, I think that's what the Warriors need is someone like Fanua Blake. I love the way that he's played, but I reckon when he went to Manly, what was good, Marty Tapau was there and they just worked together 1-2. And I mean, MG will say that to you and it's taken his game to a new level.
Nice little punch. Reedy, the Manly have said they want compensation though.
Yeah.
He's still got 2 years left on his deal. Is there any word on what the Warriors might send back?
I don't think there'll be anything sent back, to be honest. Look, Manly, whisper around the traps has been that Manly have got a really tight salary cap and they've had one for a while now and that, there were some rumours around Marty Tapau and some other players that they were potentially free to go. Now, that issue's removed with Adam Fanua-Blake, so I think Manly are almost, I wouldn't say relieved is the right word, but I think it makes their life a lot easier. So I think they'll let him go because it helps Manly because they're in a bit of a predicament as well, and it gives them money to spend now. They're going to have a fairly significant amount of money to spend, and they can look at Paseka can play front row. They can maybe look at an edge back row to replace Joel Thompson. Luke Garner got mentioned, and maybe it opens the door for Kieran Foran, and he's the other guy that's been mentioned. Look, Manly don't have a hooker. I understand Danny Levi's been told to leave. Been told he's free to go, sorry. So I'm not sure that means a croaker or a cuss might go to hooker. Maybe Kieran comes and plays 5-8. Now, it gives them options. It gives them alternatives.
Reedy, the Broncos CEO role, it's set to be filled.
Yeah, they've got a board meeting Monday night where I think the CEO will be, a decision will be made on the CEO. So that's one big hurdle.
Who gets it, Reedy? Give us a name.
Yeah, come on, Reedy.
Well, it's a very good question. They've kept it. I'll tell you what, they've kept it up their sleeve really well because Ben Eichen's about the only one we know because Ben, has been in the mix from day one, and Ben's definitely on the short list. The other issue is the coach. The coach will be basically within 10 days after that CEO is appointed. So you're talking within the next 2 weeks they'll have a coach in place. So some big change in the next 2 weeks or so at the Broncos.
So give us the name of the coach then, Reedy. Yeah, if you can't deliver CEO, you've got to give us a name.
I'll give you two names.
Yeah, of course.
Paul Green and Kevin Walters.
Oh, yeah.
I can't split them.
All right, Reedy, before we let you go, one last question. Benji Marshall, does he want to retire? There's a support role for the players apparently at the club for him, but what are you hearing?
Oh, I don't think he wants to retire. I'm not sure he's going to have a choice at the moment because I'm not sure he's got a lot of options in the NRL or overseas. I think Benji will wait for as long as he can because by the sounds of it, he wants to go around again. It's interesting you mentioned the Tigers and Benji, obviously, because he plays in the halves, Del. This is one I might throw at you. There's a bit of a whisper about your boy, Tristan. Been linked with a couple of clubs. One of them's the Tigers. The other one's the Gold Coast.
I think, look, mate, my job is to be his dad, but I think for him, I think he understands that he's probably going to have to move on from the Dragons. He's not getting an opportunity there, and they've got players in that position. So I think he's looking at all options at the moment. He's just finished his university degree at Commerce, and then obviously he was a bit bored, so he said to his mum, he goes, "Oh, mum, I'm going to do architecture." So he's just enrolled to do architecture. He's got a plan B. So you know this, Reedy. That didn't come from me, but I'm happy for him, mate, because, mate, the Dragons have been really good, but if they want to go in another direction, he wants to stay, but there's been no offer. So, mate, Riola will do his job, and good luck to him.
Reedy, I'll tell you this much. Architecture at Griffith University is ranked in the world's top 100. It's a good architecture course up there at Griffith University on the Gold Coast.
Okay.
Good excuse for Dale to get up there and get the
show. To be honest, I just wouldn't mind him moving out of home and you'd love this the other day. So I finished golf yesterday. Not that I'm complaining because he can't really leave the bubble that much. So I'm on the way home from golf and I just texted him and said, "Mate, do you need anything?" He said, "Mate, can you grab me some Chico's? Chico's is a really good place down there where you get the, nice burgers and that." He goes, "Can you get me a burger, creaming soda, this and that?" And I'm going, "Mate, I'm not Del Zuba." But it's all good, mate. He deserves it. He's a good kid. He's working hard.
All right. Very good work, Brent Reed. Thank you as always. We will speak to you next week.
Cool, boys.
It's the Rush Hour with Liam and Wendell. Getting ready for Thursday night footy. The Bunnies taking on the Bulldogs and Bulldogs fans. Even if you don't win the game tonight, Wendell Saylor has the recipe for how you get off the bottom of the table next. You ready, Del?
I'm ready.
All right. Up next, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with Liam Flanagan and Wendell Saylor this evening. We do it for our friends at Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi.
The Mitsubishi Triton. Oh. Getting that back off you. The friends at Mitsubishi let us drive one around for a bit last year.
I remember.
Getting it off you, like pulling teeth. Once you got in that Mitsubishi Triton, we couldn't get you out of it.
Yeah, well, it suited me. But you know who was the worst was producer Charlie.
I know.
But he had it more than me. And then when I asked for it back, it was like it was a hassle. He goes, "Oh, yeah, mate, like I'm the star of the show, mate, not you, mate. You're a good producer."
Score 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing on Triton GLXR manual with 3-point-ton towing for just $39,990 drive away. Outstanding to have Mitsubishi on board. We're getting ready for Thursday night footy. Bunnies taking on the Bulldogs. Bunnies will be playing finals. Bulldogs still a chance not to finish last. They can avoid the wooden spoon. Broncos in contention as well. But we want to focus on these Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, Del. Let's map the path back to glory for this team. First and foremost, do they have the right man for the job as a coach, do you think?
Look, I think Trent Barrett is a very talented coach. This is really going to test him. You know, I knew Justin Holbrook had potential as a coach because he went obviously to England, but I'd work with him at the Dragons. I knew that given time that he could probably do a good job at the Titans. I didn't think he'd do what he's doing now. Baz at the moment, it depends who he can bring with him. And also, I think, you've got to sort your spine out, but also the board have got to let him do his job as a football coach.
What do you
coach.
Mean by that?
Well, there's obviously a lot of in-house fighting and there's, you know, there's a power struggle on that.
Mm.
That's not good for any football club because your front office has got to be in order.
Yep.
So that way it lets the players do what they do, because otherwise the players are having to talk about not what's just happening in and around the football, but what's happening in the front office. You don't need that. I'll give you an example. When Wayne Bennett came to the Dragons at the end of 2008, you know, Brownie sort of left, and Brownie was, the way that Brownie left was all class. He understands Wayne. And I think when Peter Doust and Wayne sat down, Wayne Bennett actually said to Doust, he goes, mate, he goes, I need you to do your job so you keep the sponsors happy, do what you got to do with the membership and stuff. He goes, I'll deliver you a winning football team. And not so much promise him a premiership.
No.
But that's, and that made it easy because at the Dragons sometimes, and this is what happens at the Dogs, the fans, they want results and they want you to be competing.
Mm.
They understand you can't win all the time. But the Dragons fans were so frustrated. And it's not the Dogs fans at the moment. You know, they've been to, you know, plenty of grand finals. They've come up short. But it's the players that you bring to a club as well.
So let's assume that Trent Barrett goes in there, has that conversation with the board, and the board gets everything together off field. Let's talk on field then.
Yes.
Trent Barrett, what players, we know Crichton's going to be there next year. Cottrick.
That's right, yeah.
We know Cottrick's going to be there next year, which is a great, he's a proven try scorer. Yep. What else do they need?
They need to back their captain, which I think the man for the job is Josh Jackson.
Oh, you think he needs to stay on as the leader?
I think so. Baz can come in and pick a bloke that he wants, but, you know, I'm looking at who they got and you know, some of that talent there. At the moment, no one really stands out for me. Adam Elliott is a fantastic player, and he could be leadership quality in a couple of years.
Oh, yes.
But Josh Jackson still epitomises that spirit of the Bulldogs. Even when they're not winning or they're not playing the best, he always has a go, and he's still representative quality, I think. But for me, and they've got to be able to attract players too now. So, like, he's got to figure out his spine, stick with his spine. Nick Cotric goes there.
Yep.
I know you've got to pay over sometimes to get a player of that ability. Mate, you can play him fullback, centre or wing. I've watched him come through the juniors against Tristan. So he made Australian schoolboys. He didn't have the best tournament. He was there, but he just, mate, you look at him and you just know he can play. He's got that swagger and he backs it up. So people going, oh, mate, they paid over for him. Sometimes you need to attract a player like that in turn to attract other players. Mate, I reckon their key signing that they need now is Matt Burton.
Get him out of Penrith?
Yeah, I know Penrith mightn't let him go, but you've got to, that's got to be Baz's, not main job, but you got to get him there. That kid can lead you around on the field, and he's just so well put together, because we saw when he missed a couple of those field goals, and sure, he was down himself, but the next week, this is what these young kids do now.
Okay, so he gets Matt Burton there, Josh Jackson continues to lead, things are going well off field. Give the Dogs fans a timeline.
Oh, mate.
Give them a window of hope.
They're not going to be playing finals in the next couple of years, but they can have a competitive side in the next two and a half years, I reckon.
Okay.
Because, mate, you've got from what Desi's done and what you've had there, and obviously Dean Pay, there's still a lot of, you know, the salary cap and stuff, you know, they've had to sort that out.
They've got to get that list in order.
They have to get that list in order. And, mate, you know what? I just want Trent Barrett to be given the opportunity to coach at the Dogs, because we put so much pressure on in the media as well. I've seen what's happened to Seibold and Paul McGregor now. I will understand a little bit before I sort of make statements. I understand what's going on at the club.
You're making nothing but love and support for Trent Barrett from this show, and you're giving Doggies fans a reason to smile.
I hope so.
As we count down to tonight's game against the Bunnies.
Yeah, look, tonight.
Do you reckon they're going to have a reason to smile tonight?
No, because they've forgotten how to win. Because, mate, the efforts there, their effort has been more there this year more than the Broncos have. If I'm a Dog supporter, I know it doesn't mean that much, but at least they're trying. They just don't know how to close their games at the moment, because they need someone there who can close those games out.
Thursday night footy coming up. Bunnies taking on Bulldogs. Wendell Saylor in. Ryan Girdler's going to join us very shortly. Stick around.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Counting you down to Thursday night footy between the Bunnies and the Bulldogs. Jimmy Barnes just makes you feel like you're getting ready for a game of footy.
Mate, he so does, and not just that. I was lucky enough to meet Jimmy. You know, we work in the rock industry and that. no, but at the Wallabies.
Oh, right.
So I think he was friends with George Gregan or someone, and he came in after match function one time. And, mate, absolute champion, like, obviously Scottish background.
Yes.
So I don't know if it was after he played Scotland and that, but, mate, he was so nice. His family was great.
Outstanding. Yeah. One of the great Australian voices. MG, Wendell.
Yeah, that's right.
Power rankings time. Now, this is MG's specialty, but because you're in and the Jewel, one of the best to ever do it out on the wing, we thought we'd give you a challenge. This is normally where MG takes his shirt off.
I got the power. I got the power, baby. here we go.
Wendell, power rankings. We would like you to name 5-1 the best outside backs in the game. So centre and wingers, no fullbacks. Okay, counting them down from 5-1.
5.
Okay, I'm going to go 5. This is someone different. The last sort of month, he's really sort of gone up in what he's done. Justin Olam. From the Storm. Because, mate, when he came in the last couple of years, we knew he was aggressive and that. But as Brandon, I think, was in the call lately, it's his all-round game. It's just how he reads the defence, his attack, and he puts on hits and you stay hit. So one of PNG's finest, and he came through that system up there. And, mate, he's the complete package.
Good start.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with a young kid. We all know he can play, young Stephen Crichton.
You've got him this high.
Yeah, I rate him. And you know what? I might be, like, people say, oh, look, you know, he hasn't sort of played consistently as good, like, you know, as he should have this year. He's a young kid, but this kid is a superstar. I think, you know, MG would have told you in the lower grades and stuff. But even, mate, just his presence, the way that he plays, I love him, mate.
MG picked him at the start of the year as the superstar to emerge at the
Panthers.
There you
go. So, we've all seen him come through.
Great minds.
3. Yeah.
Well, look, how can you go past the Fox? You know, I mean, I don't look, not that I, because I haven't got hair, I'm not jealous, but his latest haircut, mate, the Fox, let's trot, do whatever you want. But just the Fox, the way that he plays, he just owns that field. So we saw him on Sunshine Coast Field last week, and when he's out there, he just, you know, he looks like a 100-metre sprinter. He just wants the ball in open space, but he's tough. He's gone to a new level. I know he's probably going to the West Tigers next year, but the Fox, all-round game, and he's a world-class finisher.
2.
Well, the 2. Mate, Brett Morris. I remember when I was at the Dragons in 2008.
He's 48 years old.
But him and Josh were there, and I'm just thinking, these kids have got some talent, but they had a few deficiencies in what they did, you know. You know, they make a mistake here and there, as you do as a young kid, you know. Every now and then they'll be, like, a little bit questionable under the high ball, which we've all been there. But Brett Morris, he's one of the best wingers this game's ever seen. I think when you talk about some of the greatest wingers, Eric Gross Sr. and now Brett Morris comes into that conversation now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah. All right.
1.
Well, this bloke here, I know this is people are going to say, you know, what about, you know, Joey Manu and that. And Joey Manu, who I think he's a world-class player and that. But this guy here has taken his football to a new level. I didn't know he was that good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
David Nofaluma.
Wow, you got him at 1.
I think he's number 1 this year. Just the way he's played in this Tigers team, they're coming 9th. Mate, he makes a break from nothing. Mate, he doesn't make too many mistakes. I just love the way he's playing. And as the other day, I think Madge said, there's no way that they're getting David Nofaluma. And don't forget, last year, he was back in reserve grade, I think, early in the season. So he's just the way he breaks tackles, the way he scores tries. Nofa, for me, has been the number 1 this year.
There it is. Wendell Saylor's power rankings. The best 5 outside backs in the game right now. Justin Olam, Stephen Crichton, the Fox, Brett Morris, and number 1, David Nofaluma. Huge. Outstanding. We're counting down to Thursday night footy. Bulldogs taking on the Bunnies. Ryan Gerther, join us next on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Joined by Wendell Saylor, who's, frankly, the power rankings he just delivered on the 5-1 best backs, outside backs in the game right now is outstanding. If you missed it, grab the Triple M app, subscribe to the Rush Hour Catch Up podcast, and you can get it all. And plus, a special segment that Wendell and I will be dropping on Saturday, talking about the future of Benji Marshall when he runs out against the Melbourne Storm. A little preview, Del, with some inside information on maybe the future of Benji Marshall. Del?
Yeah, the Benji. He's a good golfer too, just quietly.
Oh, does he go all right?
Yeah, and his son is cute too. He's the Fox. They call him the Fox. Yeah.
Well, that's his name, isn't it?
No, his son.
Is he called Fox?
That's his nickname, isn't it?
Am I allowed to talk yet?
Oh, hey, Ryan Girdler, how are you?
Hey, guys, I can answer. I think it is. Yeah, I think his first name
so
is Fox.
So they don't call him Marshall. Because he's cute. They call it because it's his name.
Okay, yeah. I love him, Fox. Anyway, he's cute.
Ryan Girdler, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
You're very hipster. I haven't seen you in a while, Liam. That little male. I'm not allowed to grow one of those at home. Obviously, I'm married to a German. That's just a little bit too close for home. But I'm interested, Del. The power rankings. Who was number 1?
Yeah.
We can deliver it to you.
Yeah.
Can you give me, just the one? Who
David Nofaluma.
Nofaluma.
What is the best what?
Outside back in the game right now.
Yeah, this
really?
Year. Yeah, this year, yeah.
Wow.
This year, yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
Short notice, but who would you go in with?
Short notice, I would probably... fullbacks included or
Centres,
backs?
Centres-wingers.
Centres-wingers.
Outside backs at the moment. I think... Could Tony Staggs get a run?
What about Joseph Manu?
Didn't make it.
Those two guys didn't make
not
it.
Are you kidding? Not in Dell's ranking.
This is on my form at the moment, the way they played this year.
Okay.
So, Justin Olam.
Yep.
At five?
Yep.
All right.
Crichton from the Panthers at four?
Yep.
He's in there. Top five at the moment.
Yeah.
Yep. The Fox at three?
Okay.
Not Fox Marshall. Josh Adokar.
Yes, okay.
And Brett Morris at two.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, it's a good list.
Yeah.
Plenty of talent out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Girdler, Wendell at the top of the show spoke about women in league round. It's Harvey Norman women in league round.
Yeah, how good is it?
Wendell talked about the women in his life.
Yep.
From your perspective... the women who helped you get to where you were in your rugby league career?
Oh, look, my mother, who was up on the weekend, actually just had a foot reconstruction, which was bloody painful. So, Mum, if you're listening, which you're not, so I won't bother. Look, my parents were great. And now with, you know, the support I get from my wife and I've got two little girls, so I just appreciate women all around because I'm surrounded by them on a daily basis. That's why I love coming in here on a weekend and hanging out with the boys. But, hey, congrats to all the women out there.
Yep.
The game wouldn't be the same without you guys.
And that's what this round is to celebrate, Del.
Actually, Liam, it's funny because, you know, we talked about, like, you know, our mums and women in our game, my wife and all that. It's funny, my daughter, she's – and you'll get this, Gertz, at some stage. Probably not like this because, you know, I was feeling good and I was really pumped up. And I said to Matisse, she was sitting there one day, and I said, you know what? I said, oh, how good's life and that? And I said – and Tara was sitting there and then – we were talking, and then I said, oh, you know what? I must have said something, throwaway line. I said, oh, look, babe, to be honest, look, I could have done this without you. And then I was just mucking around. And Matisse looks at me, and she goes, Dad, if you didn't have mum in your life, you would be in jail. Touché. I'm out of it. That's what daughters do. She's 17 and she just puts me back in my place.
I love it. Outstanding. All right, gentlemen, we've got you both here. Let's do this.
Rush Hour's Rapid Fire Footy.
Fast footy questions, fast footy answers from you two gentlemen, please. A couple of non-footy ones to start, though, still sporting related. The Aussie cricket team, the one-day cricket team, pulled off an amazing victory last night over England. Alex Carey and Glenn Maxwell just getting it done.
I was up. I missed the last five overs.
Well, you missed the real exciting bit.
I know. How was the wicket?
Yeah, sticky. I had to go to training, but anyway.
I didn't even know the cricket had restarted. Yeah. Are we playing cricket?
We're back playing cricket.
Okay.
Yeah. When I say Aussie one day side, what player jumps into your mind? Del?
Adam Gilchrist.
Yeah.
Gerts? Michael Bevan.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
good.
The ultimate finisher.
Yeah. I mean, back in, was it early, probably early 2000, maybe late 90s?
Yes,
I mean, he was just the closer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was outstanding.
And arguably the best athlete that they've seen on The Masked Singer too, the best former athlete.
I
would agree with that.
Can play
soccer as well, or football.
Really?
Yeah, really good. I've played in a couple of charity games with him and he's red hot.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you get injured in one of those not long ago?
Yeah, I tore my hamstrings. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up, mate. Sorry.
No, he did. Deliberately. Speaking of soccer, the Socceroos and Matildas moments ago, within the last couple of hours, I believe, have dropped their new kit.
Yeah.
Growing up as a kid, you both obviously went on to rugby league fame and glory and all the rest of it, but what uniform did you dream of pulling on one day? What did you fantasise potentially about wearing?
Look, I would have to say probably the Chicago Bulls. I never played basketball, but it didn't, you know, the late 90s, you know, early 90s, Michael Jordan was everything to everyone, wasn't he? So I just wanted to pull on a Bulls jersey.
I think for me, the West Indies, mate, and the one dayers and just Viv Richards, their swagger, whenever they came to Australia, the gold chains. And so when I was in the backyard cricket, used to write, okay, I'm Viv Richards at one and then number two, Gus Logie and stuff.
Yeah.
The West Indies.
Have you had a chance to meet Viv?
But yeah, I've made a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he asked me to play on his golf day and he's such a smooth character. He asked me to play on one of his golf days and then my wife was there and Viv comes over and I said, oh, Viv, this is my wife Tara. And he goes, hello, Tara. Thanks for letting Wendell play on my golf day. And then as he walks away, because he was one of my idols, Tara goes, just tell him to come back and talk a little bit more. Yeah. He's so smooth. I don't think you understand how smooth he is.
Yeah. That was a very good Viv Richards,
was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was
really good.
Strong.
If he actually made the West Indies side, he could have actually used that.
Yeah, exactly.
That was great dialogue.
That was strong. Hey, footy, you're a GM. You're the boss of the new 17th club.
Yep.
You can have Bellamy or Robbo as your coach. Who do you take, Del?
Craig Bellamy every day of the week.
Good.
Trent Robinson.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like Craig Bellamy because he's got players that go there who are just maybe on the scrap heap and, you know, whether it's Brian Norrie or someone, and he just gets the best out of them, and he knows how to bring a club together. Robbo's a good coach, but I think, you know, the Roosters have had they've had a hand in what they're doing.
Oh,
he's a great coach.
But
I like Robbo.
Hey, 10 seconds. We've got to go. NRL Primetime coming up next. Yeah. Who wins tonight, Gertz?
Oh, the Bunnies win.
Del?
Bunnies by 20.
All right, outstanding work. Dan Ganane jumping in with these two gentlemen. Up next, NRL Primetime.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.